Barnet 1, Kidderminster Harriers at 0. Gary, I guess going there, we knew it was going to be a tough game. You had your moments, but in the end, couldn't quite break through.
Yeah, we did. I thought second half, you know, we was on the front foot and probably, you know, had a few situations in and around the goal, which we could have done better with, and a few little chances went. But, you know, overall, I think the lads, you know, it just wasn't going to happen for us today. But I don't think we could do any more in terms of the effort and, you know, the attitude. It was just, you know, it was difficult. It was a shame, but we couldn't have done any more. You know, we got four strikers on the pitch at the end, so... You know, we were doing our best, but it was just not one of them days today.
You opted to change the front players today. Was that because, you know, the replay in the week, a few tired legs?
Yeah, you know, them games coming quick and the extra time on Tuesday with the likes of Joe and Malves has been ill over the last few weeks. And Amari's, you know, he's been working his socks off, you know, and in a situation where he hasn't been playing too much football. So, yeah, I think we freshened it up a bit today, but... you know, unfortunately, you know, we just couldn't get the goal, which I think probably we did deserve. I don't think we deserved to get beat.
I know you would never use this as an excuse, but obviously all the stuff in the background with Steve possibly going to Forest Green Rovers, and I say it is only possibly at the moment, that kind of helped, really, preparations?
No, you know, I mean, obviously things have gone on, but you find in football these things tend to happen. You know, and the players, we've got good players here. We've got some experienced players and we've got a good work ethic. And the lads understand, you know, that they've got to turn up today and put in professional performance and put a shift in. And that's exactly what they did, you know. I couldn't fault them on that side.
I mean, it is difficult. It's difficult for you. Obviously, you've worked very closely with Steve. I mean, presumably you're hoping very much he's going to stay.
Yeah, well, you know, we've worked hard here, obviously, over the last three and a bit seasons to get a good side and to get us, you know, to finish sixth twice and run us up and just miss out narrowly last year. Of course, you know, you're going to be disappointed because it's took us hard work to get where we are. So hopefully we can sort things out. But the main thing is the football club and, you know, we want to keep progressing and hopefully that can be the case.
Obviously, you've got to put this one behind you because you're back to the FA Cup next week.
Yeah, that's right. Big game, obviously, you know, but that's what we want. We've got a clear week next week and, you know, perhaps the lads and everybody can clear their heads a bit and we can sort of finally put to bed what's going to happen and then, you know, get ready for Sutton next week and, you know, again, the FA Cup, we want to progress in it.
And just to clarify, Gary, although Steve is talking to Forest Green, obviously he's still currently the Kidderminster Harriers manager, so he's still running the show. You're not in some... I know you were taking charge today, but generally in the build-up to the FA Cup, unless he takes the job, presumably Steve's still in charge, is he?
Yeah, well, we hope so. You know, I mean, we don't know the outcome of what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, the chairman said he's been given permission to speak to him, but... you know, like I say, at the end of the day, we just want to put this to bed and hopefully that can be resolved one way or another. And, you know, we don't want this to affect us. I'm sure it won't. And obviously, you know, the players want to know what the situation is and everybody at the club, the fans, everybody. So let's hope it can be sorted out. And like I say, we can get ready for something next week.